Democratic State Senator Scott Wiener of San Francisco tweeted Wednesday morning about his Senate Bill 532, writing, "The bill is a tough one, since none of us loves paying more for critical public services. But," he continues, "this is about our region's future." In the afternoon, he presented the measure in the Assembly Transportation Committee.
There are a lot of different opinions. And what I have said to everyone, to my colleagues, to organizations in the Bay Area, to anyone who's interested, that if it's not bridge tolls, tell me how else we're going to solve this problem. Because it's not tenable for us to do nothing.
Wiener's bill, called the Safe, Clean, and Reliable Public Transportation Emergency Act, would raise the toll on 7 state-owned toll bridges in the Bay Area. The Golden Gate Bridge is owned separately, and it's already hiked its tolls. On the state-owned bridges, San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge, Richmond-San Rafael Bridge, San Mateo-Hayward, Dumbarton, Carquines, Benicia Martinez, and Antioch, the basic toll now averages $7. The bill would hike that by $1.50 for the next 5 years.
We're hoping that there will be a ballot measure in 2026, and we're hoping that it'll pass. But this is a starting point in terms of, we know that in the next 5 years, we have an estimate about what the shortfall is.
The new tolls would take effect in January of 2024, and Wiener estimates they'd bring in about $180 million a year, giving public transit a temporary lifeline. Not doing so, Wiener says, would hurt people who rely on transit, as well as the larger Bay Area economy, as it struggles to come out of the pandemic.
Allowing the systems to unravel would also profoundly harm the Bay Area. It would severely undermine our economic recovery, particularly for our downtown cores. And relating to one of the opposition letters, there is nothing that could be more destructive to downtown San Francisco's recovery than to have transit collapse.
Terry Brennan is with SEIU California, which represents workers at several Bay Area transit agencies, including BART. He says this is a figure-it-out-now-or-pay-much-more-later situation.
The cost of rebuilding a broken transit system is going to cost tenfold what it costs to keep it going now until we can recover through this endemic. Thank you all so much for your budget votes in putting a Band-Aid on it. Now we need to do the surgery necessary to keep this healthy and growing and have a potential for a real transit system that we all knew and were proud of the years before the pandemic.
The measure has support from the cities of Berkeley and Oakland and groups like the Natural Resources Defense Council and the nonprofit Transform, a group that works on transportation, housing, and equity issues. But there are opponents, like the business group Bay Area Council. Democratic Senator Steve Glaser of Orinda, a longtime BART critic, issued a statement saying in part, "The status quo is a failure and we should not put in another penny to support it." But Zach Gross, with the group Transform, says without the funding, it's the most vulnerable people who would be hurt.
Transform's research found that cuts to transit due to the fiscal cliff would result in 735 million fewer transit rides in the Bay Area and burden current and future transit riders with over $5 billion in increased transportation costs over the next 5 years. The people hit hardest by these cuts would be lower income, people of color, seniors, and people with disabilities, those least able to afford alternative transportation, such as buying a car.
Wiener's bill passed out of committee on a vote of 7-2, but it still has a way to go before getting a full vote on the assembly floor. Wiener says his bill is a work in progress. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.